And you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The Brattleboro Reformer, the Bennington Banner, and several other newspapers are getting a new owner. Earlier this week, Digital First Media announced the sale of the papers to an investment group called Birdland Acquisitions. Kevin Moran is the Regional Vice President of News for New England Newspapers Incorporated. He joins us on the line now to talk about the sale. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So I'll start with the devil's advocate question. In 2016, all we seem to hear about is how traditional print media is on life support. Why invest in newspapers in a rural, aging state? I mean, how did this deal come about?
There is still money being made at these local newspapers and these local properties. In a sense, these newspapers that we publish in Vermont are the town squares of our communities. It's still where everyone, you know, reads the news to find out when the spaghetti supper is, finds out, you know, what the sales are at their local clothing stores. So it's precisely for these reasons that it makes a lot of sense to invest in these newspapers, because they remain profitable despite what the overarching national conversation has been.
I imagine, though, there is a timeline to how long they would remain profitable, how long people in these audiences continue using the papers the way that they have for decades. So what is the growth plan? What does the future of these newspapers look like?
Well, our new owners have made it really clear that they are willing to invest in a strategy that seeks to do the best that we can in terms of growing our newspapers in print and online, and that is going to involve improving content, and both in quantity and quality. We do a really good job now, but with more resources, and the resources that they've told our staff that they are going to put into it, they see very clearly that with more content, with will result in more readers, which will attract more advertisers. Easier said than done. It is going to take a lot of work.
The new owners are planning to add jobs. A substantial number of new hires is what they said in a press release earlier this week. How many people and what kind of jobs are we talking about here?
It's no secret that we've been in downsizing mode in the newsrooms for quite some time. I know that right now we are going to be bringing back many positions that are devoted to the the pagination or the composition of our newspapers. We're going to be bringing those back. That could be 6 to 9 people. Social media editor has been discussed. Enterprise reporters have been discussed.
Will anybody lose their job as a result of this deal?
We have been told that this will be a seamless employment transition. The management team that is currently in place at New England Newspapers, which includes obviously myself and our publisher, Ed Woods from Bennington, all the other who currently lead all the departments in our operations and our press rooms, we've all been told we're keeping our jobs, and that was really heartening to hear.
The new owners have indicated they have plans to improve editorial content, they said. If I'm a daily reader, what do you hope that I notice is different in, say, a year or two down the road?
What I hope and what will be my ultimately my one of my biggest jobs is to improve the, not only the quantity, but also the depth and breadth of what we're currently covering in Southern Vermont. I think this is a rare opportunity to make our newspapers really shine.
Kevin Moran is the Regional Vice President of News for New England Newspapers Incorporated. We've been talking about the sale of a handful of newspapers, including the Brattleboro Reformer and the Bennington Banner. Kevin, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.